Without electricity, how do you keep food cold and how do you cook a meal for your family? That's the challenge for many of Gaza's 2 million residents who've seen their power supply dwindle to between 4 and 6 hours a day. The crisis follows a dispute over payment of fuel taxes between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, which controls Gaza. Professor Michael Link is the special rapporteur on the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967.
Gaza is suffering a significant humanitarian crisis with this cuts in electricity going to the strip. Before June, and certainly before April of this year, they were generally receiving only about 8 hours of electricity a day. You know, it should be 24 hours a day, the same as everybody else in the region.
Professor Link is one of 7 UN rights experts to issue a statement saying that Israel bears primary responsibility for the crisis. It has controlled access to the enclave for 10 years. The power cuts have shut down hospital operating theatres and created a water shortage too. It's the latest challenge for Gazans whose economy may never recover, the rights experts say, adding that as in any crisis, it's the poorest and the most vulnerable who suffer the most. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.